Hi, everybody. So you're very welcome to our next episode of The Garden of Confidence. It's our podcast that we run every week where we love talking all about confidence. So today, my guest is Áine Mulvey, and Áine is the founder of Just Us. And today's topic, we're going to really talk about how social interactions and friendship really does help us grow in our confidence. So Áine, you're very welcome here today.
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
Now, the first thing that I wanted to do was, I love the quote that was on your website. So I just wanted to read that out, because that I think really kind of sets the stage for what we're going to talk about today. So, and this is what you wrote yourself. So everybody, no matter who they are, have challenges they need to overcome. For me, it's a challenge to balance family and work life, giving 100% to both. But I overcome this by being a little bit selfish when I can and taking time out to recharge the batteries. And I have found that socializing and interacting with others allows me to grow as an individual. And that's really, really true, isn't it, Áine?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely true. Like, and that's, I suppose, what started Just Us, because I went through a hard time myself a few years ago. And I suppose if I think about it, even as a child or as a teenager, I probably was a bit selfish, as in taking care of myself. I loved clothes. I loved fashion. I even when I was a teenager, I would always kind of, you know, save up and buy myself expensive things, or I would put pressure on my parents to buy me expensive things. So I was always a little bit selfish that way. But I come from a big family, and we're really kind and we're generous people, and you know, so I have that side as well. So it's a bit confusing sometimes when you are a generous by nature person, and you know, you have a good heart and everything you do is with good intentions, but then you are a bit selfish, as in you do like to take care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think when I had my children and I was working, and I maybe lost it for a few years, and it took me to work on myself to get that back, because there's nothing wrong with being a bit selfish. And that's what I mean by that. We need to be a bit selfish and taking care of ourselves. And I suppose now it's more relevant with words and topics like self-care. Like, I was always doing that for years and years and years, because it's so, so important to look after yourself. And we all know that now, that it's really relevant for us to perform well, and for us in everyday life, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. And that's really what happened when I did have a period of time where I got a bit lost, let's say. I had to work on myself again, because only I can fix me. Do you know what I mean? That's what it was to me. I have to fix myself. So there's another saying that we say all the time: if you want to give light to others, you have to glow yourself. And that's so, so true. It's all about self-care. But then what type of self-care? Is it facials, getting the nails done, getting the hair done all the time? Is that self-care? Or is self-care being strong and fit? You know, but realistically, we all have lives to live. We have to work.
Trying to fit that in, isn't it, with the time?
So unfortunately, we can't spend all of our time getting fit. We can't spend all of our time in the hairdressers or the beauticians or whatever. So it's finding that balance of keeping yourself well and healthy, but then performing every day like in normal life. And that's how Just Us started. Really, it was getting out and getting going on walks and interacting with other people, because the social life is so, so important. It's really important. And having friendships.
And that friendships, and I suppose even if I look to myself, any of my hard times that I've gone through, and even like, and to be honest, any of the really good times that I've gone through, you know, my friends have been left and right on me, you know, so, you know, I think I always say my friends and my family, but I think we take some of us that maybe have that network. And I have to say, I really like, I suppose the other thing is, you know, you call Just Us a network. And when I think of a network initially, I think of a business network. You know, we hear network all the time, and I immediately think of a business network. And that's when, you know, I suppose when I was learning about Just Us and it was a network, and I actually realized, actually, it really is a network. Because a network is that, you know, we pull on a network when we need a network, and then when we can give back, we give back. And that's really what you've created. But it's not for a business, and I'm sure there's, you know, business crossover as well, but it's not for that. It's really just selfishly, completely 100% for us ourselves.
Yeah, 100%, because I would be involved with network and community, you know, for business. As a professional, I do network all the time. Your whole day is networking opportunities. Yeah. That's what we do. And we're always trying to sell our business. Like, I suppose, even with the bathrooms and the tiles, which is my day job, you know, like, there wouldn't be a conversation that I wouldn't have during the day that I'm not sussing out, is anybody renovating? That's a natural thing that we do, you know. But I suppose even in saying that, like, with the day job, I was always that way inclined. Like, with my customers, I'm really, really friendly with them. Like, I would do bathrooms for people, and then a few months later, they'll ring me or they'll talk to me, and I'll say, oh, how are you getting on now with it? Like, anything. Yeah, do you want to have a cup of tea? Do you want to come up and see the bathroom? Like, and it's months ago. So, you know, I form friendships with as many people as I can. But I think Just Us is a bit different, because what I wanted to do was yeah, exactly that. It's like networking, because we can all bounce off each other. We're all women. We're all some professionals, some who are at home at the moment. That's not to say that when their kids grow up a bit, they'll be back being professionals. You know, it all depends. And then you have some women who, and they might be looking for a couple of hours of work a week. And now there's a strong network there of anyone, you know, so you can use it that way as well. But it's more a personal thing. And I think that, last Saturday night, we had a Zoom. We were catching up with each other. We had a glass of wine and we had a Zoom. And I constantly say it. I cannot believe that I did not know these women 18 months ago. Like, that is the truth.
Is that all it is? Is it only 18 months?
Well, some of the members who had joined in the last 18 months, I founded it in 2018. But the girls that was on the Zoom on Saturday night, it actually amazes me that I didn't know these people 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And how we have such strong friendships that has been formed through walking every Sunday. The restrictions obviously hampered us. You know, we can't organize walks at the minute, but we are trying to keep it going online. We share steps with each other. We're Fitbit challenges, and we have a March challenge. And every month we're trying to do something else to keep us entertained. But it's really because with the restrictions, we can't organize events at the minute.
But is it to keep that connection? So you're saying, like, you do the Zoom calls, it's to keep that connection true.
Yeah.
And do you see a difference in the ladies that join you before, let's say, they met Just Us? I mean, there must be some kind of reason. Obviously, there's some drive that they're connecting with Just Us. There's something that they want from it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And we spoke about this last Saturday night. So a lot of the members will say to me, what can I do for you? Can I share? What can I do for you to help you? And I'd say to them, you know, a lot of women say that to me. And what I find with them is they don't really want to share it because they want to keep it for themselves. Okay. And they'll say, I was going to tell my friend or I was going to tell my sister. But then I was thinking, like, if they come on the walk, I'll have to walk with them and I want to meet new people. So I understand that. I understand that completely. My sister is a great help to me with Just Us since the very start. She supported me. I have another sister who comes on the walk sometimes, but she's very busy. She has a company to run herself. She has small children. So every person is different. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have my own friends and my own bunch of friends that I've had since I was young. Love them all. They're great. But they don't come on the Just Us walks either. It's just, do you know what I mean? It's not... I don't bring it up and we don't question it. It's just that if they want to go, they know it's there. And if they don't want to go, they don't want to go. But that's not to say that they're not my friends because they're not coming on it. And I find it now with the new members that's joining up, they do want to keep it for themselves. They just want themselves there. So, you know, I don't know what way that will pan out, but I suppose it is open to everybody and everyone can join. The thing about Just Us is that they have to come through me to register.
Okay.
On the website, and then I will get the general vibe of, so it's a very safe community, so, you know, and that's what I'm getting at there. It's a very safe community. Most people who will join up, I do all that myself. I go through every email and I check every registration myself. So, you know.
Okay. And then there's a book club as well that I saw on it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Do you just meet up then each month then again with the book club, or how does that work?
Yeah, so before the restrictions came in, we would go into venues in the city centre, and I try and pick nice venues throughout the city centre for us all to meet up, because the whole point about it is, if you're going to spend time and go out once a month, you want to pick somewhere nice and you want to go somewhere nice. you know. So we go, we review the book, we have a few glasses of wine or tea and coffee, depends, whatever you're into yourself. And yeah, and it's just a night out. It's basically a night out. But some of the members, they had said to me about, you know, book clubs. Yeah, like you might get a book and you've great intentions to read it, but some people are just not great readers and it takes them a while to get. But by no means is it like you have to know this book and we're going to question you about the book. Yeah. It's not like that at all. We talk about the book and we talk about, you know, the story behind it. And it normally comes back to real life and similarities. So we did two books, one after the other, and they were self-help books. So we had great conversations about that.
And do you find people open up then more, I suppose? Is it an outlet nearly for people that if, you know, and maybe, you know, even, you know, with their sisters or with their other friends, maybe those people that are really close to them, you know, because I think sometimes if we're feeling that something isn't quite right, and I know I've seen from other guests that I've had on my podcast, you know, people might go, look, I had the great job, I had the great family, but something was just missing, and maybe it was just a time for themselves, but they felt they couldn't talk to their close friends or family because they would judge them and say, hang on, you have everything, you know, why are you not happy? Do you think kind of just us maybe is a little bit easier for people to open up and say, you know, I'm not feeling great and I don't know why?
Yeah, because we all have the same problems deep down, and that is like throughout any meeting we've had, any events we've had, any conversations we've had, we all have the same kind of issues. The same thread goes for everyone, whether we're giving out about the kids, whether we're giving out about the husbands, whether we're giving out about work. It's a bit of a pent up frustration thing. And like that, I that would be very familiar to me, because I suppose when there was a time when I was struggling, I don't like telling people what's wrong with me. You know, I keep it all in to myself. You keep it all in and you keep it all in. And then somebody could say something small and then you lash out then and it's over a small. And that's just the pent up frustration of it all. But I suppose I was surrounded by lots of people and I have a big, big family, but I was very lonely. And that is what happened to me.
Yeah. Okay.
I was very lonely. Yeah. And I felt lonely. And I knew I wasn't depressed because... Yes. Well, first of all, I didn't know what really understand depression or anything about it. I wasn't sad, which is what I thought was, but I was lonely and I wasn't, I suppose I didn't want to annoy anybody by telling them what was wrong with me. And from the outside looking in, it did look, I did a great job, lovely house, lovely family. And it wasn't in particular that anything was wrong. It's just, I felt like I was lonely and that was just a constant feeling. And that's what happened when I started walking just to give myself some time, where I was just thinking to myself and I'd listen to a podcast or I'd listen to the a playlist. And that's what I used to do. I used to create a playlist, and every morning when I was on the way to work, I would play this playlist. And it was really to motivate myself for the day. That's what it was. And then I'd come home from work and I'd go for my walk in the evenings and I would think, and slowly but surely I started to feel a good bit better. But I definitely knew that I wanted to widen my circle of friends, not through networking for business, my making new friends. And as an adult, it's very hard to make friends.
It is, isn't it?
It's very, very hard. Very hard. Yeah.
And there's no structure. I mean, I know even like I lived in Spain with my kids. And then when I came back home and we moved to Kildare, and I remember at that point kind of thinking, going, I'd love, you know, like my friends would all live in different counties to me. We're a good bit away from each other. And I remember thinking, I'd love to have a couple of friends in the evening that I could just go for a walk around, literally just 20, 30 minutes. Just to, like you said, whether it be just to give out about the kids or to ask, you know, like I burnt the dinner. Just, it's nonsense stuff, really. But I remember even looking at it, and there was different type of groups, but I felt you'd be very kind of pigeonholed, you know, were you like kind of the single mums, or were you looking to date, or were you this, that, and the other? Yeah. Whereas I didn't tick any of them boxes. It was just looking for someone to chat to as you walked around. Yeah, I remember that as well at the time. Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes, you know, it's funny you say that, because, you know, when the kids are small and you'd go and it's the school groups, or, you know, to be you know, with the moms at the school. And I just always thought I was, because I suppose because I worked and because I wasn't a mollycoddle kind of a mom, I just felt like I didn't fit in. And there was nothing wrong with the way I reared my children, but I just felt like I wasn't warm or fuzzy or cuddly enough to be. And I felt like I had to be fake, as if I did these things. And then the kids would end up ratting me out because they'd be looking at me. You don't do that, ma'am. Like, you know, you don't make me my lunches. And, you know, I can't pretend that I was, that, you know, that I cut the crusts off and I made them there.
You try to fit in, really. It's to just fit in with everybody else.
Fit in with everybody else. Yeah. That was it, exactly. And then when you find that confidence of saying, yeah, like, I don't have time to do that because I have three girls and I do make them get up earlier to make their own lunches, but I make them do that so that, God forbid, if anything happened to me, they'd be able to do their own lunches. Now, that's my story, Sharon, because that happened to, we had a traumatic loss in my family where it did happen to us overnight. That happened. But I suppose that did play a part in it. But look, that's what I'm saying. I did find myself trying to be a bit fake with different sets of people to try and fit in. And then I had to stop doing that because that's not who I am, you know?
And it's harder to wear that face. You know, we can try fit in with people and think that will make us feel better. But it's a lot harder to wear that face and try remember that face. Whereas I think if you are who you are, those people who you should surround yourself will ultimately become attracted to you somewhere along the way. You know, you'll meet someone along the way and it's your kind of, I suppose, gang, really, for want to call it what we would have said of your kids. You know, it's your gang.
And it is, and it's, you know, and we find that when we are at the events because, like, you know, you'll find that certain, it's human nature. People will attract to the same people that they're, you know, that they're meant to attract to. And you will form friendships with some people, not so much with others and some. But, like, there's such a large number of members now that you'd be happily in a room and you're going to find people that you will connect with. Do you know what I mean? We'd be very similar. Some of the women would find instantly that we have a lot in common, actually.
And it's a lovely feeling, isn't it? I think you nearly kind of stand taller, don't you? When you just connect and you chat about nonsense, you nearly stand taller because you feel better. You feel like someone gets you, or you feel like you can just relate to someone as well.
Exactly. And I think that because everyone is there to form friendships, it's easier than to form those friendships. Do you know?
Yeah.
And I know one time we were out at Hellfire Club. And one of the members said to me, she had been gone for ages, for a few weeks, and she had said something about ringing me during the week. And she said, oh, no, I didn't want to ring you. And I said, why didn't you ring me? And she said, oh, it's just like, I don't know whether we know each other well enough. But now every single week we had been out walking. And I said, oh, God, I did be thinking the same thing as well. So it's kind of like a little bit like dating, where after the first few weeks, you really like this person and you get on with them and it's great. But you don't really want to ring them yet because is it a bit too soon? Is it? So
are you showing your hand?
You know, are we really friends or are we, you know, so that's what happens. And that's how you know they're genuine friendships, because if the two of you are thinking the same thing. So after that week, we said, oh, well, look, just give us a ring if there's anything. And it could be something stupid. But the fact that she thought about ringing me during the week when something, whatever it was, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point of it. You know what I mean? And even as women with each other, we are a bit kind of like that. Do you know what I mean? Well, I better not ring her yet. It's a bit too soon.
We're too afraid to be vulnerable sometimes, aren't we? Because in case we ring and they go, oh, no, I only see you on the Sunday on the walk, and they reject us.
Yes.
I think that's where we kind of miss some opportunity. That actually makes me think then, what about, you know, let's say when you have the groups, let's say when COVID is over and we're out and about, you know, for someone joining, I can imagine it takes a lot of, you know, confidence to walk through that door, because you're walking into a group that already knows each other. It's like being in the playground on you, and you're just kind of, you know, the new girl, and you're trying to go over and say hi.
Yeah.
How does that work? Or, you know, is there someone there? Maybe are they, you know, I suppose is someone there to introduce them immediately, or how do you kind of handle that?
So always, I'd be very, very conscious of that. And the hardest part of it is signing up, first of all. And we have a lot of members who have signed up who haven't even gone on a walk yet because of the restrictions. And they still say to me I know I haven't gone yet, but I am going to go. And I think a huge part of it is the confidence thing. 100%. it's a confidence thing of like that, you're going to show up and you don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
Always, when if I know a member is coming first, they'll always walk with me the first time. Always. And then we slowly but surely. But the girls are so, so chatty and so friendly.
They've all been there. They've all been in that situation.
They've been there, and they always, and I have to say that about them, they are the first ones. Like, sometimes I just get, you go on now, you do something else and we'll walk. And that's what it is. And I call them the founding members, but they will always make sure they're as bad as me. They just want to make sure everybody is welcome and feels welcome and that they keep doing it. And then I, honest to God, Sharon, like you weeks will pass and it's like they forget about me. They just go off. Yeah, and then
the next,
thing.
And I suppose they're there then for the next new member that comes. They remember their instance and they can kind of hand that on.
Yeah.
I love that. That's really.
Yeah. And that is the best part of it, because I used to worry about that myself actually. But now I don't worry about it at all, because there's so many that's been with us for the whole time that they now take over and they become like mammies of the groups. Yeah.
And it's like that when you just kind of push through that fear barrier nearly.
It is.
You know, whether it be afraid to try something new or afraid to just meet someone new, the other side of it can be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we found friendships maybe in work. We form friendships, you know, like that we had, like you said, from when you're younger, you have your friends that's grown up. But this is a new type. This is like that people who might have moved here that don't know anybody. Maybe that's through their partner or through work. So that's why I kind of wanted to keep a bit of professionalism in it. Do you know what I mean? So that if it is maybe a networking thing you want to do, you know, as well. But there could be loads of reasons. And like you say, if you know, you might... you might be a new parent. You might be, it's loads of different reasons. You might be having trouble maybe in your marriage or something, you know, you might need a different set of friends. There's loads of reasons why when you reach our age that things are different. And you might have loads of friends, but you just want to meet new people.
Yeah. So I think it's to give yourself that permission to get out. Because like you said, when we do become mums, our whole focus is what does our family need? And to take that 30 minutes, that 40 minutes to go actually meet a group of girls can feel like, oh, no, I can't because I'm going to, I don't know, not be able to do the washing or whatever it is that you feel, you know, you're going to miss that evening. So it's to actually give ourselves permission and go, you know what, they can all do it. They're happy to go and do it. Then it's good enough for me to go do it. And it's better for us to go and do it because then we come back re-energized and we're better for our family. And we're also role models for them as well. So they're kind of watching us too. And I think it's important that they see us take time for ourselves, because then they'll bring that on in their life. And you know, even I've boys, so boys will, you know, my boys, I no doubt will be good at taking care of themselves, but it'll be good for them to look at kind of their friends and partners later on and make sure, you know, that they take a bit of time for themselves. That's what I hope anyway. And and then Anya, for people that are dying to join Just Us, where is the best place? Because I know your website is great. Your Facebook page is great. Every time I look on LinkedIn, there's something up there about something that's going on. So I have to say, it's really, even if you don't join up initially, it's a great thing to follow, you know? Yeah. So where is the best place for people?
I actually, because it's the website is www.justus.ie. Simple
we'll put
as that.
All the stuff in the comments as well later.
Yeah, thanks very much. But the social media thing, like this is a brand new thing for me, Sharon. Like I have to do all this myself as well. Do you know what I mean? On one hand, I'm like, have to get stuff up every day, have to get the brand out there, have to. And then other times I'm like, oh my God, like I'm just flooding the place. but it is so important. And I'm so busy and I do so much that I do be a bit paranoid on LinkedIn, because I'm sure people do be sometimes saying, like, how many jobs does this woman have? it's all, you know, my day. I am the retail director for Lacey's, and that's the day job. That's what I do for a living, is do bathrooms and tiles. And then the Just Us Network was, like I said, it was a hobby, but it's grown into what it is now. And then my other company, which my husband really runs. So I do seem like I'm busy and I have an awful lot of stuff to put up, but you just have to keep plugging away, don't you? And just have to try and get it out there, what you do, and hope that people see it. But
that's it. And I think for those women that are in it and see it, and then other people that, you know, and even like you said, the Zooms, you know, there's a lot of us are isolated at the moment. Okay, we can't do the walk. you know, but even to have that network and go, you know what, I can jump on and join the Zooms and I might have a business, because when, like I said, we talk to networks, sometimes a business, and some people might feel excluded because they don't have a business or they're not setting up a business. Whereas this is perfect way for them to just jump on and just have a little bit of a laugh with a couple of girls, like you said.
Absolutely. And it's free. Free and no, there's no, you're not under compliment. So it's not as if you sign up and you have to, if you want to dip in, dip out. And when the events are back up and running, we do nice long walks on the Sunday. We might do Glendalough, we might do a coastal walk. You know, hopefully, please God, this year, we might go away for a weekend. Now, you can choose to go away for the weekend with a bunch of girls for whatever is on, but that doesn't mean you have to go every single Sunday or we're not going to let you go. So it's very flexible. Yeah. And that's what I want it to be. You know, it's flexible. You join in when you can. It's up to you. You know what I mean? We're not going to check or call attendance roll every week.
Yeah. No, I think that sounds absolutely brilliant. And we'll put all the comments in later on. And then, Anya, I always ask my guests if there was one lasting piece of advice you could give us to do with confidence that has helped you or that you've come across. What would your little tip be for us?
I suppose... That's why I called it, originally it was called Just Me, and we changed it to Just Us to be inclusive of everybody. But at the end of the day, that's all we are. We're just us. We're just ourselves, and you have to be happy with yourself. So I would say that would be my piece of advice, is to be happy with who you are yourself, and then the rest will follow. You know, the rest will follow. But you have to learn to love yourself first, and then after that, then, the rest is just going to fall into place for you.
Brilliant. I love that. Perfect. Oh,
thanks, Sharon.
Thank you very much, Anya. It's been great having you on. And I'm definitely, you're going to see me on one of them walks now. So you'll be.
We should be counting on it, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. Great having you on today, Anya.
Okay. See you later. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.